Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan. 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Let's go. I'm ready, man. This is going to be an easy one. It's a 5-hour KM to AM on The Fan. Call me up. We're going to have some fun tonight. 877-337-6666. Mecole Hardman. What a guy. What kind of name is Mecole? I mean, it probably means something that I have no idea about, but Mecole Hardman, thank you. Thank you. As much as I want to talk about spring training baseball, we're exactly 2 weeks in. It's the 28th. Pitchers and catchers reported on the 14th. Like, we can't really stretch that conversation. Spencer Jones, did you see Juan Soto? G-Man Choi, Trace Thompson, like, these guys are practicing. It's exhibition. And it's warm out. Felt like it was almost 60 degrees out there with a little bit of rain today. And you feel the warmer weather, the warmer days, the baseball weather, the baseball season coming. But the NFL is king. The NFL script writers are undefeated. The NFL script is unrivaled. And we have so many stories out of the NFL while they're not in season. And there's no way you can bury the lead. There's no way you cannot talk about it. And Mecole Hardman just gave us a layup. Here you go, guys. You guys want to scream about the Jets and Aaron Rodgers and Rob Saleh and Joe Douglas and Woody Johnson? I was screaming about it last night, but no one would indulge me at 1 o'clock in the morning. I was trying to put some football stories out there late last night, but guys want to talk about the Yankees rotation and Blake Snell and Kodai Senga going down. We'll get there, but this is easy. This is easy work tonight. When I talked about Mecole Hardman and the Pivot podcast last night, I just was laughing, bro. Mecole Hardman is not the brightest guy. He's not the sharpest tool in the shed, but he's got 3 Super Bowl rings. He's got 3 big Super Bowl rings that he's flashing on the podcast. And don't you love the podcast era? I came out of this podcast era. I don't think I get to The Fan if I don't have hundreds of podcast episodes and videos on social media as a reel, you know? And now the podcast world has shifted into basically TV shows, interviews with prominent people on camera and clips that are bait for social media. So the Pivot podcast with Channing Crowder and Fred Taylor and most famously Ryan Clark. Shout out to Ryan Clark. He got his big deal to stay at ESPN. They bring in Mecole Hardman, and it's like, Mecole Hardman? I guess you go get him because he caught the winning touchdown pass in this Super Bowl. But he's not a household name. He's not a guy that anybody cares about until he starts talking about the Jets, right? They're leaving out the fact that he talked about, oh, I blacked out. I blacked out when I caught the ball. So, yeah, you also didn't know the overtime rules when you caught the game-winning touchdown. You blacked out. No one cares until you mention what went on the inside of one Jets drive. They have to do a 30-for-30 on Aaron Rodgers' time there. They have to. There has to be some way that the Jets or HBO or somebody really cooks up some footage or something to show us, because it's a disaster. Oh, the pain. What a disaster. Shout out to Joe B. He'll have at least 30-second spot in that 30-for-30 where Rob Saleh is texting him somewhere. But yeah, Mecole Hardman. I say he's not the brightest guy because, you know, the Jets are running it back. And he just ruled himself out of a return to play for the Jets. The whole reason he signed with the Jets was that he thought he was going to play with Aaron Rodgers. Hard Knocks opened with him gushing over, oh, I watched you since I was 7 years old. I'm going to tell my son about this. I'm really playing with Aaron Rodgers. Never got the chance. And I don't think he's the smartest guy because he revealed a couple things. There's obviously tampering going on. He revealed that, you know, once Aaron Rodgers went down, he was checked out. Once Aaron Rodgers went down, it's like, what do we do now? There's no plan here, of course, because the plan was all eggs in the Aaron Rodgers basket. No shot. Are we going to have to go to Zach Wilson four plays in? He didn't sign up to play with Zach Wilson, but he revealed that basically, you know, Nathaniel Hackett, the offense, these guys just kind of do their own thing, and there was no plan, and that he checked out himself, and he's looking at the Chiefs like, hey, come and get me. Hey, what y'all got going on over there? I think the line was something like, let's see if I can find it. I was so checked out like it's over. I already talked with Brett Veach and Patrick Mahomes. Like, bro, come get me, boy. What are y'all doing? Who are we talking about? Come get me. Yeah, that's tampering. Now, I don't know how much that's going to yield in a return for the Jets, but you can't do that. But we all kind of knew that when he wasn't involved in the offense. I did a stream on Bleacher Report predicting it like 3 weeks before it happened. I'm like, they need a weapon. They drafted this guy. You hear Tiki Barber say, nobody loves you like your mama. They have a whole tiger package for Mecole Hardman with the Chiefs. And I knew he was going back there. And I think they attached like a 7th-round pick to him. And he went and won another championship, won a ring. And then he went on to tell more in this podcast setting, which these guys get in this podcast setting with their peers, former NFL players. And I'm sure there's no more than maybe 10, 15 people in the entire house, apartment, wherever they're shooting. And they get super comfortable. And they start talking too much. And they start talking like it's just the people in there. No, 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 sir. These clips are going on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Radio stations are going to clip the audio and play it. It's everywhere. You might as well have been on ESPN. So he said a lot, and he really just basically said that he refused to do his job when asked to return punts. He was like, nah, you're going to tell me day of? Listen, bro, you are a skill position player. You have the skill of receiving punts, catching punts. That's one of the hardest things to do in football is catch a punt. If you get asked to do that, that's an opportunity for you to make plays. That's an opportunity for you to impact the game. That's an opportunity for you to show your offensive coaches, the fans, hey, I can make something happen with the ball. Maybe I should get more design plays for me. Maybe I should be in more personnel packages. He declined. I think that's foolish. Not the smartest guy, like I said. That's foolish. You're a free agent now, and you're basically telling the rest of the NFL, I think because I have 3 Super Bowl rings, that I have a certain pedigree, that I'm better than other people, like Xavier Gibson. He was pretty much getting at Jason Brownlee. You know, he's rookies, undrafted, guys that came out of Stephen F. Austin, him coming out of Georgia, big UGA guy. Sauce Gardner put out there today. a little post and delete. It said something along the lines like, who leaked our offensive game plan to the Eagles? Now, we all remember the Jets were able to defeat the Eagles, but maybe the Eagles thought that they had it made because they had a leg up on the Jets. 877-337-6666 is the number to dial to get involved. And I just laughed at this whole story last night and into the day, and then listen to all our hosts talk about it. And really, what we're getting out of this is no surprise. Like, you guys know it's a mess over there. You guys know they're running it back over there. And I just can't believe that the Jets are going to be better off this year. They have to have a whole different offensive line. Joe Douglas spoke today. Maybe we'll play some clips from that. I listened to him speak during BT and Sal, and it's just like, man, these guys are running it back with these terrible coaches, and you got guys like Mecole Hardman talking about, yeah, I know what winning is. Like, I went to AFC championships and Super Bowls. He's basically comparing the culture inside the Chiefs locker room and the Chiefs practices to the Jets locker room and the Jets practices. Stark contrast, I bet. And he went on to say, you know, everybody's treated the same. If Patrick Mahomes goes out with yellow cleats and we're all supposed to wear black cleats, he's got to go back. I think Mecole Hardman felt very entitled. I think he came here and got that deal and the Jets paid him and he thought he was going to be, you know, out there with Aaron Rodgers and be a number 2-3 receiver. He gave his credit to Garrett Wilson, but I think this guy was mistaken. I think he's also mistaken. His best suited position, place, team is right there in Kansas City with Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes to make him look good, to design plays for him and his speed to get him in the wide open, right? He scored the game-winning touchdown, but don't forget, he fumbled into the end zone against the Bills. He almost gave that game away. Mecole Hardman, I appreciate you, though, bro. You went in and ran your mouth and said a whole bunch of stuff that got people's attention. Even Thomas Morstead, the punter, right? As we talk about you declining to return punts, the captain of special teams, arguably the best player on the Jets team, said, be careful getting information from disgruntled former employees. Getting beat out by a rookie free agent after being guaranteed millions of dollars is tough to deal with. Entitlement is a killer of opportunity. You have to earn it every year. Listen, Tom. Listen, Jets. Listen, Jets fans. He won. He came here, got paid, got to go back to where they drafted him, jump back on the bandwagon, go through the playoffs. You, again, didn't make the playoffs. Your drought is still on. Go to a Super Bowl again, win it again, be immortalized forever, catching that overtime touchdown to walk off and win it. There's nothing you can say, Thomas Morstead. There's nothing that Sauce Gardner can say, Joe Douglas can say, but I guess we got to wait until they fire Pat McAfee up and hear what Aaron Rodgers has to say about it. Oh, Aaron Rodgers, come on, Aaron Rodgers. What a joke. 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers. I hear Aaron Rodgers been working out. I hear he's in great shape. He was on a podcast talking about he's going to play the next 2, 3, 4 years. Spare us, bro. Please, give us one more year. And the Jets got to fire everybody after that year if they don't make the playoffs. 877-337-6666. So there's way more to talk about in the NFL than just Mecole Hardman telling us what we already knew about the dysfunction of the Jets. Like, we already knew that. We knew that 2 years ago. We know Rob Saleh is arguably the worst coach in the NFL. He has no control over the locker room. He has no control over the players. Sauce Gardner is tweeting way too much about the team. He calls himself LeSauce, like LeBron, like LeGM. He's trying to recruit guys. T. Higgins, right? T. Higgins is going back to the Bengals. And you got these guys 2 years ago wearing Mike White t-shirts. You got these guys 2 years ago showing up in the Grinch and bunny costumes. You've got these guys being called out by Deion Dawkins from Rawway. Shout out Deion Dawkins. Saying that these guys, they don't really love the game. They just want to take pictures. They want to play football for Instagram. He's kind of on to something. I remember last year talking about, you know, the photo shoots that go on when these guys arrive and how these guys are fashionistas, and they want to be Gucci, Louis, Fendi. They want to wear their designer gear. And then when they put on their football gear, they're getting smacked. 877-337-6666. It's combine time. We're hearing about everything coming out of the combine. Last night I was talking about Joe Shane and his comments about Daniel Jones and how much he believes in Daniel Jones and how he keeps saying it and I don't believe it. You can keep telling us, bro, but it makes no sense to me. Daniel Jones is not your guy. You didn't draft him. You didn't give him a contract. Like, now we're starting to see, if you guys follow SpotRack on Twitter, we're starting to see the projected contracts for Dak Prescott, Tua Tagovailoa, Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield is projected to not even be paid like Daniel Jones. You defaulted into the Daniel Jones contract. But we know you don't love him. You didn't draft him. You didn't even pick up his rookie option, which would have been half of what you had to pay him this year. So you can't sell me on the fact that this is a deep quarterback draft. And now we're going into the combine. You're going to see some of these quarterbacks throw. You're going to have meetings with these guys. And there will be some movement at the top of the draft when teams figure out who they like and who they don't like. It seems like Caleb Williams has changed his tune. Now he's talking about wanting to be in the likes of legends
in Chicago from the Bulls and the Blackhawks and the Bears. And I think it's a foregone conclusion at this point. The Bears are going to draft Caleb Williams, but will the Commanders take another quarterback from UNC? Are they going to get Jaden Daniels? J.J. McCarthy has the opportunity to go to the combine and impress. The Giants won't draft him, right? No, but you got to trust that Brian Daboll knows who he wants and who he doesn't want. And I would guess that he doesn't really want Daniel Jones. 877-337-6666 or Tyrod Taylor or Tommy Cutlets. This is your GM and your head coach with an opportunity to draft and develop their guy, which will add years to their tenure, no matter if the Giants win next year or they suck again. This is an opportunity to go get your quarterback of the future and mold him. And if you saw what Tommy Cutlets turned into after not being able to throw, if you saw Tyrod Taylor having 300-yard passing games and he couldn't complete a 2-yard pass to win the game to Saquon Barkley, I tip my cap to Brian Daboll. I tip my cap to Daboll and his preparation. There's grades from around the league that are available to us. The Giants like Brian Daboll. They said good things about Brian Daboll in these report cards. But there's some interesting stuff flying around about the Chiefs, the Bengals, the Chargers. I mean, all these teams that you would think, right? All these teams are worth billions. You would think the food services are good. You would think all these people that bring their wives and kids, their families to the stadium, they're treated well. Not so much. Not so much. The players weighed in. And I definitely want to tap into some of the report card grades from around the league and see what matches up and what doesn't. And of course, we'll talk baseball. We got to. My guy Tim Britton will join us to talk Mets. These are my Mets, the make it happen Mets. I'm betting on the Mets this year because I feel like they're slept on. I saw Joey Wendell out there today. I said, oh, that's an underrated guy. They don't say his name enough on the Fan. They don't say his name enough anywhere. Joey Wendell, team no gloves. He can be a sneaky little hitter and a decent utility infielder. No, I'm just kidding. He's not going to do anything for the team. But he is a decent player to have if you need him. Hopefully you don't need him. And Trace Thompson is turning heads. G-Man Choi is turning heads. I'm going to talk to Tim Britton and say, hey, man, what's the outlook now 2 weeks into spring training for the Mets? Is it better? I know it sucks to lose Kodai Senga, but we got to see some guys pitch this week. And I think that your tune should change about the Mets punting this season and David Stearns and Steve Cohen or whatever. And on the Yankee side, I really do think the Blake Snell ship has sailed. I really do think that that is done. I was bigging up Clark Schmidt last night and his little outing and Nestor Cortez and Rodon. And let's see what Stroman and Cole and the rest of these guys look like. The Yankees weren't on the field today. But yeah, we're definitely going to lean into the Mets. The Mets, well, they win 3 games in a row and Starling Marte gets back out there and I think they have a chip on their shoulder, and that can turn into a team that surprises some people. So count them out. Baseball doesn't work like that. You can say, they're going to suck. This team doesn't have the pitching. The lineup's not good enough. And then when they cross that chalky white line down first base and turn it on, you're going to realize that they have some guys that have something to prove, guys that are proven and paid, guys that are young and trying to prove they belong, guys that are trying to prove they belong in Major League Baseball on one-year deals. 877-337-6666. So yeah, of course we'll talk about the Jets. What a joke. The Jets are running it back. And just, you know, if you thought the touchdown in the Super Bowl was just another kick in the nuts, and then Woody Johnson tweeting about jerseys right after and then counting down the days to this next season, Deion Dawkins comes through this week to call out Michael Clemens and these guys. Former teammate Mecole Hardman tells you the truth, which you already knew. Stop acting surprised. You already knew. We know. It's so easy to see. I told y'all that Browns game. I'm like, this team is dysfunctional. They've checked out. Their coach does not have them prepared. Illegal formation. False start. These guys are just like not ready to play a Thursday night football game against Joe Flacco, former Jet. But yeah, we'll talk football tonight. There's plenty to talk about. I was just out there watching Mel Kiper's mock draft. We're getting a lot of reports and news out of the combine. We will talk quarterbacks. This is a great draft for quarterbacks. We'll talk who's going to perform there, who's not going to perform there, as tomorrow it starts where you can actually watch the combine. And yeah, we have to talk baseball because we're 2 weeks into spring training and there's plenty of narratives to go around with both the Mets and the Yankees. I've got 5 hours tonight. I've got one guest, maybe another pending. I had somebody lined up for 9:15, but he's at the combine, and
And I said, don't worry about it, bro. Hold it down out there in Indy. We'll be all right here on The Fan. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. This is KM to AM, a five-hour sports talk show program. 877-337-6666 if you'd like to speak on air. Let's take a break and we'll be right back.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's do it. 877-337-6666. Now, I mean, there's plenty more to go around with the NFL, but I'm in here now watching the Rangers, so I'll keep you updated on what the Rangers do in the Garden against the Columbus Blue Jackets. No NBA on tonight. Good, because I need a break from the Brooklyn Nets. They're terrible. Just a sorry franchise. No one wants to watch their games. Knicks fans, you just need health. You need your guys to get whole. You need your guys to get healthy. And you've got a little break here. Hopefully they get right and can go on a run. Or, you know, this year is going to be much about nothing. 877-337-6666. Did you guys see Yoshinobu Yamamoto today? Yeah, I did. Not too worried about him. Joe is in Queens on The Fan. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Keith, what's up? So I'm a diehard Mets fan, diehard Jets fan, unfortunately. So here's the thing. When the Jets season ended, I was like, all right, we got baseball to look forward to now, right? And then, boom, Kodai Senga goes down with an injury, and I'm like, oh, God. So here's the thing with Mecole Hardman real quick. I got a two-part thing real quick. So mm-hmm. Mecole Hardman, I thought it was kind of funny when he was on Hard Knocks, and Oz the Mentalist said, all right, get me somebody from the crowd, you know, in the Jets room who's yep. going to predict this. And Mecole Hardman happened to be the one who was holding the sign and said 31-21 Jets beating the Niners. So I thought that was kind of interesting because Mecole Hardman ended
not
up winning the Super
completely
Bowl.
Completely wrong. Not
yeah, he won the Super
off.
Bowl, right? Right, so he won the Super Bowl. I thought that was kind of funny. Like
the score
August,
wasn't even
that
far
time.
Off. The team yeah, was right and, that lost the Super Bowl. Yeah, I remember that. I remember that. I'm sure Oz the Mentalist claims being, you know, partially correct on that.
Yeah, I kind of it's a pretty decent coincidence, though. And then here's the thing with the Mets, right? So I'm a diehard Mets fan, and I get a lot of people I always see on Twitter, and, you know, the fans, they always going after David Stearns. I'm like, well, you got to give the guy Stearns, you know, some time, man. He just got here, right? And then everyone's like, well, they're not spending, they're not going after. Like, first of all, they did put an offer in for Yamamoto, and I'm sure they put an offer in for Ohtani. And Steve does spend his money. Like, he proved that last year with having the most expensive payroll. Like, we know he's serious. He's not here to play around. Like, this is, like, you got to give these, you got to give Stearns at least 2-3 years, bro, just to get his, you know,
yeah,
roster what,
say,
the way he wants.
At least 3 years to undo the last 3 years.
Exactly. And I don't understand why the Mets fans, like, they're just always crazy, going nuts. Like, we need this, we need that. Like, everyone needs to relax. And with saying that, I think the Mets actually do have a really good chance to make the playoffs. Just call me crazy, man. I do. I think that not having the pressure with the most expensive payroll and all these big shiny names on the team, and I think they put together a really good roster. And if McNeil, I think if he can have the year he had when he had the batting title, and Marte can be like what he was, I think they're going to be okay. I just don't know about the DH spot. So I'm going to hang up and let you see if you can help me out with the DH spot for the Mets.
Yeah, I got it. Thanks for the call, Joe. We'll start with the DH. Just looking at spring training, right, you bring in a Luke Voit, you bring in a G-Man Choi, and even Trace Thompson. I know he's an outfielder, but he seems to be putting bat to ball. You have some options with these journeyman veterans, even a DJ Stewart, that you could plug in there if you don't really believe in Mark Vientos, which I don't believe in Mark Vientos. What, for what reason would you believe in Mark Vientos? I had a caller tell me, well, he tore up the minor leagues. This is not the minor leagues. He's not facing minor league pitching. I hate when people say, oh, well, in the minors, I don't care what he did in the minors. That has nothing to do with the show. That has nothing to do with Major League Baseball. Maybe a little. I'll give you, it has 20% to do with Major League Baseball, right? If you dominate AAA, then you get sent up. But it's an adjustment. And you got to prove it at the next level. You got to earn it at the next level. If you look on my Twitter and my Instagram, Pete Alonso was on my boy Xavier Scruggs' show. It's called Show and Go. X and I did Off Base on MLB Network 2 years ago. And now X has his own YouTube show where he's leveraging the fact that he played baseball and he's down there in Florida and he's got guys like Pete and Harrison Bader and Tyler Glass now and couple others on there. And man, Pete, listening to, you know, Pete speak, he's such a good dude. He's a smart dude and he gets it. And I reposted this thing that he was saying today about you got to earn it three times. If you do something once, people can write it off, say it's a fluke, mistake. If you do something a second time, then they could say, you got lucky, you did it again. You do it a third time, that's a streak, that's a pattern, that's proven. You got to earn it three times is what Pete Alonso was saying. And I think he's up for the challenge of going out there and earning it again this year. I think Francisco Lindor is showing you he's taking on the challenge of being a leader and leading for the young players. And he knows he can't have a slow start. Jeff McNeil got paid. He knows he has to return to being a 300 hitter. Starling Marte missed the whole damn year. He's talking about he feels like he could play 170 games this year. Say less. Just show up and do it. Brandon Nimmo's got something to prove. He got paid like a center fielder. Now he's in left field because David Stearns comes in, and D. Stearns, emphasis on the defense. Let's see what Harrison Bader does trying to stay in Major League Baseball. Harrison Bader has been on four teams in the last 2 years. Cardinals, Yankees, Reds, Mets. Luis Severino is another guy trying to stay in Major League Baseball on a one-year deal. The Mets came and got him quickly. He hit their pitching lab. Maybe Luis Severino has a banner year. We don't know. But what I'm saying as I'm looking at the Mets and I'm looking at spring training, I'm looking at a group of guys that everybody's writing off. Everybody's just saying, oh, they're going to suck. And, you know, Joe's like, I don't understand why Mets fans are like, I don't understand it either. I know when I came into WFAN and I got to really talk to some Mets fans, which I have friends that are Mets fans, but I got to really listen to some of the Mets fan hosts here and talk to guys like Paul Rosenberg and listen to Evan and Pete and obviously, all of the Mets fans here, it's like you're always waiting for the other shoe to drop. And then when it does, it's like, yep, see, told you so, knew that was going to happen. And it's like, man, just chill. It's hard to chill, but baseball doesn't work the way people script it, predict it, the way people think it's going to go. It's always the opposite. Something crazy always happens. Like, you win 101 games, and then you get bounced in the wild card round, and the next year you win 75 with an asterisk. I just think there is a good combination in this first year of David Stearns, this first year of Steve Cohen saying, hey, my way didn't work. I hired you for a reason. I'm trusting you with this team. I think that there were a lot of marginal moves to improve this team. I think the bullpen is going to be improved. Edwin Diaz is back. Say that. Make sure you say that. Sugar Diaz is back, who's arguably the best closer in the game. If you get a lead and hold a lead, that guy can close games for you. You're going to be able to get some wins. You're going to be able to compete. And I know it seems like it's uphill with the Braves and the Phillies and the Dodgers, as we see Shohei Ohtani and Yoshinobu Yamamoto. So what? Fly under the radar. Across town, the expectations for the Yankees are as high as they've been the last 15 years, that the Yankees haven't gone to a World Series, haven't won a World Series. All you hear about is, Juan Soto and Alex Verdugo and Stroman and Giancarlo Stanton, Gleyber Torres, Aaron Judge, Gerrit Cole. Like, there's so many names, so many high-profile players on this Yankees roster. It's an all-in year for Aaron Boone in the last year of his deal. Verdugo trying to get paid next year. Gleyber Torres, Juan Soto. These guys are in walk years. There's just so much pressure. Don't believe the hype is something I tell you every single night. I'm just jaded. I can't believe the hype with any of these teams. They told me Aaron Rodgers was going to win the Super Bowl for the Jets. Let's go to Luke in Floral Park on the Fan. What's up, Luke?
Hey, man, just to bring it back to football, I was wondering what you think about Jameis Winston potentially being on the Giants. I haven't heard any rumors about it, but I think it could be. I like it because I've been the biggest Jameis Winston believer since I was in third grade, and I used to preach that stuff to my friends. They didn't know what I was talking about, but I think Jameis could definitely be a bridge quarterback for the New York Giants, even if they draft a QB, even though Jameis is a locker room leader, as he was in the Saints.
He is a great locker room guy. I don't know if he's a great quarterback, but he's a sneaky guy that you could get in this offseason to come in there and compete and maybe give you some stability if he has to play. We know he's good as gone from New Orleans with what happened in that last game of the year with them running it in. And he's spoken to that. You know, he says he wants to be a starting quarterback. Derek Carr is the guy there. He says, my goal is to be and my desire is to be a Super Bowl winning starting quarterback in this league. He was just on the podcast with Big Cat and a part of my take with PFT commenter. So maybe he would be interested in coming up here to New York. And he's the type of guy that I think will compete. He can throw the ball. He's won. He was number one draft pick, Heisman Trophy winner. I wouldn't sleep on Jameis. That is an underrated name that I haven't heard anybody mention on the Fan for the Giants or the Jets. I think they both should be checking on him.
Who would you be getting rid of on the Giants QB depth roster? Because I was thinking just either drop Daniel Jones and Tommy Cutlets and still have another veteran presence might be more of a well-found quarterback.
You can't drop Daniel Jones. And I think that Tommy Cutlets just stays because he's already a cult hero in the area and he's not going to cost you much. Tyrod Taylor, to me, is good as gone. I think Tyrod Taylor is probably going to hold a little bit of a grudge since he, you know, could have made $1 million if they would have started him, and instead they played into the whole Tommy DeVito local feel. He's probably going to want to go somewhere else and get an opportunity to either be a backup or compete for a starter. I think there is a legitimate chance that, you know, let's say it's Jameis Winston. They sign a Jameis Winston. They go into camp with Jameis Winston, Tommy Cutlets, and Daniel Jones rehabbing and trying to come back. I have been on the record that I do not think he'll be ready by August, but I could be proven wrong. And then I also think that they could draft a quarterback, maybe not with that first pick, but they could draft a Spencer Rattler later in the draft. Who knows?
Michael Penix Jr. is the name.
Michael Penix Jr. maybe. I think Daboll is going to have his eye on a quarterback. I don't know if it's Michael Penix Jr. at his age and his injuries. I think, you know, Daboll is going to want a younger guy, a guy that's been a little bit more healthy that he can mold. But I think if they can't get into the top three, if they can't trade up, which I don't think they'll be able to at six to get, you know, Jaden Daniels or Drake May. I think those guys are good as gone. Obviously, we all think now Caleb Williams is going to the Bears. There is a chance that they draft a quarterback. I don't know, maybe a Sam Hartman late. Like, I don't know, maybe a guy that's a little bit more of a project and kick that down the road and then see what they can do with Daniel Jones, maybe a Jameis Winston or a Gardner Minshew or a Jacoby Brissett type, and then Tommy Cutlets as well. You need arms in camp, and you honestly need four guys, and then you can trim the fat to three.
All right, thanks for taking the call, man.
Thanks for the call, Luke. 877-337-6666. About a minute left in the first period with the Rangers still scoreless. Again, there's no Knicks game, no Nets game. We get a little bit of a break from them, but I'll mix in some NFL conversations. I don't know if you guys saw Chris Russo. I wonder if we have the audio from him earlier today taking a shot at the Carolina Panthers and their owner, David Tepper, for raising the team's ticket prices 4%. Like, that guy has no shame. Not Mad Dog. Tepper, he's the worst owner in the NFL, and he doesn't care. Business plan is, hey, we had to raise a little bit. 4% isn't much, but it's still a lot for a team that's terrible, and we don't know what they're going to be. Tyreek Hill. Remember Tyreek Hill almost got traded to the Jets, and he laughed it off? He said, the Jets? He was always going to Miami. Well, I've been calling him the Miami Menace. I mean, if you just search Tyreek Hill's name in Twitter, in Google, I mean, so much nonsense has gone on with this guy in his career. And specifically now in Miami, this guy could have been MVP. This guy could have been Offensive Player of the Year. He obviously had a little bit of an injury late and the Dolphins fell off. But man, today we find out that Tyreek Hill just had his seventh child confirmed in a settlement in a paternity suit. Now he's got four baby mamas. And this guy, he's a Miami Menace. He just got married to Kenny Vaccaro's sister. You guys remember Kenny Vaccaro, right? Safety out of Texas, went to the Titans, played for the Saints. He just got married to Kenny Vaccaro's sister. He's got seven kids, four baby mamas. He's got to chill. He's also got another suit with this, like, plus-size model that I guess was, playing a little flag football, touch football in the backyard with him, and he went too hard, and now he's being sued for battery and assault. The woman is saying that he broke her leg when he charged at her with crushing force during a backyard football drill. Tyreek didn't like that too much, I guess, when Big Girl showed him up. The Miami Menace, Tyreek Hill. The Jets dodged a bullet not getting that guy. But, I mean, they probably actually could really use him. I guess the production is worth it. But, yeah, remember his house was on fire? We saw, like, one of his kids was playing with a lighter and the house was up in smoke and he was in a boot. Yikes. I'm gonna pray for Tyreek Hill while we take this break. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Call me up. We're talking football. We could obviously talk baseball. We've already spoken on the Mets. We've spoken a little bit on the Jets and the Giants as well. So join the conversation. 877-337-6666. We'll be right back. Let's keep it rocking, man. It's almost 8 o'clock, first hour of a five-hour KM to AM. About to be in the books. Call up and join the show. Here we go. Got eyes on the Rangers game. Still nothing there. No Knicks on tonight. They get a little bit of a break. I did see Dante DiVincenzo is going to be on the Roommate Show. That's the podcast with Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart. It's actually pretty good. They followed me on Twitter. I was like, oh, they're aware of me? Followed him back, watched Mikal Bridges' episode, and I'm like, they got something going here. And that goes back to what I was saying about Mecole Hardman and this podcast era. Now we literally are getting from the athletes directly. Like, a lot of these athletes don't want to do interviews on ESPN. They don't want to even do interviews on WFAN. But now we're getting these guys to open up, to give us some insight, kind of peel back some layers in a setting that's comfortable to them. And they're all kind of building their brands or, you know, making their own lanes to have their own platform and their own voice. I enjoy it as a sports fan and someone who's done hundreds of podcast episodes and is on the radio. I'm like, great. This helps us. This helps what we do. So 877-337-6666. The Knicks are on a little bit of a break here until, let's see, when's their next game? Tomorrow against the Warriors. And then the Nets are also on a little break here until tomorrow against the Hawks. The Brooklyn Nets are terrible, but I did the Talking Nets podcast today, if you guys care, and I said this is the stretch, right? They took one step forward and two steps back. They fire the coach, hire a new coach who had already been in the building, Kevin Ollie. He gets his first win, and then they go out and embarrass themselves last night without Cam Thomas, without Ben Simmons. But Cam Thomas is going to be out. I think Ben Simmons is coming back, and you have a stretch of these next five, six games that are very favorable. Two against the Atlanta Hawks in your building. Then the Grizzlies, who you just beat, come to Brooklyn. The 76ers come to Brooklyn Tuesday. I'll see you at the Barclay. And then the Pistons, they go to Little Caesars Arena to play them in Detroit. And then they go down to North Carolina to play the Hornets. If the Nets cannot win 5 out of 6, 4 out of 6, then pack it up. N-E-T-S, now end the season. All right, back to the phones as we talk about the NFL and the Mets. Reminder again, Tim Britton will join me at 8:15 to talk about your Metropolitans. As I've been keeping an eye on spring training and SNY and SNY Mets, and as Mets fans troll me on Twitter and Mets fans say mean things to me on Twitter, I just mute the conversation and keep having a good time. Let's go to Simon in Forest Hills. Simon, you're on the Fan.
Hi, good evening. I was actually calling about the bye week during the regular season in the NFL.
Okay.
But before that, I just want to say I hope Tyrod Taylor is the starting quarterback for the Giants coming
for
this year.
For the New York Giants in 2024, you hope that Tyrod Taylor is the starter?
Yes, because Why? He has the deep ball. He has the deep ball. He's got legs. He's got pocket awareness. And most importantly, I think he's got chemistry. You could have seen the team was clicking. Like, everything was going smoothly. So I just hope,
Let's stay with that thought. Tyrod Taylor, how much would you be willing to pay him with this higher salary cap and this offseason where you're going to have some money freed up and guys leaving? How much would you be willing to pay Tyrod Taylor going into next year? He just was on a 2-year, $11 million deal, for reference.
I would pay him $160 million, take it from Daniel Jones.
$150 million?
$160 million. Take it from Daniel Jones and give it to Tyrod Taylor.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm hearing you correctly. 160?
Yes. I mean, I'm just.
Okay. I don't. Let's forget about it. But what were you saying about the bye week?
I want to say that I think it throws the integrity of the game off because you have the reason why the top team gets a bye week in the playoffs is it gives them the advantage. So during the season, you have teams getting a bye week. Facing a team that's not coming off a bye week, and it's just throwing things off. Like where one team might have won if the other team didn't have the bye week. So, what I suggest is like, everybody should have the bye week at the same time mid season.
If everybody had the bye week at the same time, there would be no games.
Yeah, I don't know. Have a Pro Bowl in during that week or.
Oh, Simon, not gonna let you go. Yo, don't call my show trolling me. Did bro actually get on the Fan and say that he wants Tyrod Taylor to be the starting quarterback for the New York Football Giants, take the money from Daniel Jones, pay him $150, $160 million, and then proceed to say that everybody in the NFL should have the same bye week? And just when? Week 10? We just take a break? We have a Pro Bowl week 10? Simon, come on, man. You're just messing around. You got to be messing around. I'm gonna hope that you're not that dense. There's no way. I think that's got to be a troll. There's no way you called up and those were your two takes. I appreciate it, though. It makes me laugh. Like, Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor couldn't start over Tommy Cutlets. They have no interest in Tyrod being the starter. Daniel Jones makes $40 million a year. He's got the deep ball. He's got the legs. He's washed. He's cooked. There were multiple opportunities for Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor should have won that Bills game, should have won that Rams game. That's the guy you want to be your starter. You're going to lose games by the narrowest of margins. And the bye week, all bye weeks are not created the same. We got to go to break. My eyes are watering up because I'm laughing. I love sports talk radio. This is great. Let's get, the bye week is an advantage to a team That's not coming off a bye week. All right. All bye weeks are not created equal. The bye week in the NFL, you know, especially like my fantasy football players understand this. It sucks when the bye weeks in the NFL hit and you have, you know, three guys on the same bye week. You can't have the whole league on a bye week. And when I say all bye weeks are not created equal, Xavier McKinney could go jump on an ATV and be out the next month during his bye week. Zach Wilson could go home to Utah and kick it with his girlfriend and not come back better after the bye week. Like, what teams do during the bye week, it's supposed to be a rest period. It's supposed to give you an advantage, but it doesn't always translate into that. The bye week in the NFL has been around forever. There's bye weeks for some teams earlier in the season, later in the season. I think you kind of want one later in the season, especially if you're a good team. And then the bye week in the playoffs is earned. And that also doesn't always work out, right? Because some of these teams get cold. Some of these teams aren't benefiting from the extra week off. Some of these teams need to play. So I don't think there's any issue with the bye week in the NFL. There's a bunch of issues. The NFL just had their surveys go out, and I'm going to give you guys some of that information, but we got to take a break here. We're up against it. But this is fun. That's Hour 1, KM to AM, a five-hour sports talk show on The Fan in New York. I'm Keith McPherson. I'll be right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.